Hey there, everyone. I'm James Hillier. Doug Copley joins us today. Doug is an information security and privacy leader. He has over 23 years of experience in IT, information security, and data privacy across healthcare, banking, manufacturing, as well as professional services. So he has seen and done a lot. Currently, the deputy CISO at Forcepoint. So, Doug, in today's healthcare IT environment, we know it's absolutely critical to ensure the safety and security of data, of the infrastructure, as well as the user experience. And we see that security breaches and attacks on healthcare organizations, those continue, unfortunately, to increase not only in frequency, but also in complexity. And we know that folks that are listening to us today really need to be prepared to combat the current as well as the future threats. So we're glad to have you on this episode of Connection Point. Want to discuss the current state of data security in healthcare, kind of where you see it, talk about some of the challenges IT departments are facing, and then definitely touch on the Forcepoint solutions that can be leveraged to protect patient information out there and those networks, etc. So again, appreciate you joining us. Let's talk about these healthcare breaches. We do see them all over the media these days, unfortunately. What makes the healthcare industry such an attractive target?
Well, there's a couple of different reasons, James. One is the value of medical records. They contain pieces of information that you can't easily change. Not like a credit card where you can issue a new one tomorrow. You know, you can't change your social security number by calling the federal government. And you can't change the fact that you had a surgery or you had, you know, a medical condition. And so the duration of time that they can be leveraged is much longer than financial information or credit card information. One of the other things is that the attack surface in the healthcare industry is much larger. I came from financial services, and in healthcare, there is so much more protected health information or regulated data, if you will. And there's such a large percentage of the population that have access to it. And so it's a much more challenging task to protect information when you've got such a volume of it and such a volume of people that have access to it. And let's not forget, right, you want your doctors and nurses focused on patient care. And those people went into the field to take care of patients, and that's their primary focus. It's not on protecting data.
I know from conversations I have with folks in general enterprise, right? Threats are on the rise. Things like spam, phishing, that's still out there. Is that a threat to hospitals and clinics? What are your maybe top 3-4 threats that you see within the healthcare space?
Spam and malicious emails and phishing, they're still absolutely a significant threat. And they're a significant threat to any organization, not just healthcare. In addition to that, a lot of organizations don't do a good job of managing their supply chain. You know, you look at Target and Home Depot, both of those started in their supply chain. And I can tell you firsthand from my experiences, the organizations I've with had varying degrees of maturity when it came to managing their vendors. Organizations need to do a better job of making sure that their suppliers, their vendors, have adequate security and they're following your company's policies. One of the things that I think are underestimated is the insider threat. And just because an attack's from the inside doesn't necessarily mean it's intentional. We see a lot of mistakes made by people. And in addition to that, you've got those people that actually clicked on a link that get a piece of malware and they become an insider threat to the company. So you've now got a threat on your internal network, and that person doesn't even realize that they're the threat.
From your perspective, Doug, right, we're laying out some of the challenges out here to healthcare orgs these days in terms of security. Do you think most healthcare IT departments are coping well with these challenges? How can they cope with these challenges?
Well, I think in my experience, and my perspective is there's a misnomer out there that cybersecurity is an IT issue. No question, IT needs to be engaged in the protections that the organization has and addressing or responding when there are breaches. But cybersecurity is not an IT issue. It's a business issue. And it creates risk just like many other risks that organizations face. What I tried to do in the organizations that I worked in, have a cross-functional team that helped govern the security function. You know, I don't think it's fair to expect a security team or an IT team to know what they need to do to protect the organization, because they don't know what's the most important thing to the finance department or the HR department or the legal department. And so having them be responsible to identify potential risks in the environment is tough, because they don't understand, you know, the business side of healthcare, at least not to the degree that the department leaders do. So the biggest thing I can encourage organizations to do is get the business leaders involved, whether that's the C-level, whether that's directors, whether it's department leads. And one of the things that I had great success with was when it came to some of the protections that we had. So take data loss prevention technologies, for example. When we've seen events get triggered, we engage the department managers in that process, because we as an IT organization didn't necessarily know that this was a breach or if this is something that somebody should or should not be doing.
That DLP technology might see a string of, you know, 9 or 11 digits, and that might get flagged. Hey, we don't let that type of number out. Oh, you do some investigation. No, this one is okay, right? But it's being alerted to that behavior. It's being a little more proactive. And again, you're saying that everyone needs to come to the table to have those discussions, set those rules up.
Yeah, and the IT organization certainly has a role in looking at potential incidents like that and identifying, no, this really isn't a social security number. This really isn't a patient number. But those that look like they are need to get escalated to somebody who knows whether that activity is normal behavior or not.
Avoiding false positives and all that. Let's do this. I think from your vantage point, because again, you did a whole lot of doing, and now you've got this focus from your position now. I want to use you as like my trusted advisor here. If I were a new CISO at a hospital, I'm starting tomorrow. Do you have a list of, say, hey, James, I would love you to do these next couple steps. This is going to put you on your way to coming up with good programs, choosing the right technologies, right? Really securing your systems.
Yeah, I do. And I advise people on these quite often. When you're a new CISO and you're sitting in that role, you have to understand the expectations of you. And those expectations may be from your own executives. They may be from the healthcare regulators. And so the best thing you can do to kind of position yourself for success is, first and foremost, pick a framework. You know, there's a number of them out there. NIST has a framework. ISO has a framework. It's not so important which one you pick, but pick one and follow it, because they all do a good job of helping structure information security protections. Next is a task in getting to know your peers. Understanding from the leaders of the organization what assets your organization values the most. So obviously in healthcare, we need to protect patient data, but what other data exists in the organization that's also critical? One of them that's often overlooked is credit card data. So understand what assets your organization values. And then the first thing you see when you go out and look at the regulations around information security, first thing that regulators expect you to do is perform a risk assessment and do a risk analysis of the results. So you got to understand where your risks are. And they want you to base your program around the results of that risk assessment. Those are the three biggest things, you know, I would start with. But you can't forget some of the other items too. You know, when you have a data breach, you need everybody, and I don't mean everybody, but you need other departments involved. You need legal involved. You need compliance. You need physical security if it's a separate group. So, you know, having that cross-functional team is critically important. One thing I can't underestimate or underscore enough is the need to educate people in the company. You know, it's such an easy thing to do, but companies just don't invest. And I can tell you in healthcare, it's a challenge because trying to educate a physician, right, get them to take time away from treating patients, to take, you know, a half hour of security education is a really hard thing to do. And back on your, you know, looking back at the IT organization, there's basic blocking and tackling that's expected across any organization. You know, you need to be scanning your environment for vulnerabilities. You need to be patching systems. You need to know what systems are even on your network. So you need to know what hardware and software exists. And you need the best monitoring controls you can have to understand or have visibility into what's going on in the organization and across the network.
No, absolutely. I think it sets up a good little path to follow. And visibility, definitely a key thing. So let's take last couple moments here that we're going to chat here, talking about ForcePoint, what you all have been developing, what you're bringing to organizations to help them address some of these challenges that we've been laying out.
Sure, James. ForcePoint was a new company that was formed back in January of 2016 from three companies with long histories in cybersecurity. And those are WebSense, Raytheon, commercial cyber business, and StoneSoft, which was firewall technologies purchased from Intel. So within those platforms, that really enables ForcePoint to help companies adopt innovative, transformative technologies without worrying about the security so much. We've really created a great platform with a few core technologies. So from the WebSense side, what you would expect, web, email, data security. From the Raytheon side, we really have something that very few players in the industry have today, and that is a behavioral analytics and what we refer to as an insider threat platform. So this enables us not just to look for data security events, but look at user behavior and flag when users are not taking actions that are consistent with their department or with their own history. So an interesting twist on things. And then the network security side with StoneSoft. StoneSoft is the leading firewall vendor out in Europe. Bringing the three of these technologies together really gives us a strong platform. Our focus has always been on integrating all of these technologies together. And so the beauty is, organizations don't have to buy all of our products to get the benefit of our platform. They only need to buy one of them because they're all leveraged into the same threat detection and threat intelligence engines. So any one of the customers that we have in any industry identifies a new threat, all the customers, regardless of which solution they have, benefit from that discovery.
Hey, well, good stuff there, Doug. Do appreciate it. That is where we're going to wrap things up. Thank you for taking time to walk our listeners through some of the current data security issues and concerns, as well as, again, some of the steps and technologies that are out there for folks so they can take control and protect vital healthcare information on their networks. Folks, I want to let you all know that PC Connection, Inc. and ForcePoint, they definitely can help protect your organization from today's evolving security threats. If you are interested in learning more about the ForcePoint solutions, as well as the services that PC Connection, Gov Connection, as well as More Direct can offer your organization, then do the following. Visit pcconnection.com/health. I also invite you to call 1-800-395-8685. If you would like to send us an email, we can dive into that inbox, connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we'll wrap things up. Thanks again for joining us here on Connection Point. My name is James Hilliard, and we do look forward to catching up with you down the road.